I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. We've got a cloudy sky in store for us today. A slight chance of rain this afternoon. Expect a high of 47. Illinois' two U.S. senators voted no on Betsy DeVos' confirmation as Secretary of Education. Both say children will be hurt by the decision. Senator Dick Durbin read emails and comments from constituents while speaking on the floor against the DeVos nomination. He says his opposition mirrors theirs. Meanwhile, Senator Tammy Duckworth also voiced her displeasure over the nomination, saying she benefited from public schools and worries about diminished protections for students who need help.
How is it possible that we could have a Secretary of Education who does not understand or even know about those federal protections for students with disabilities to have access to equitable and fair education?
Durbin also pointed out potential conflicts of interest when it comes to federal student loans and for-profit colleges and universities. Duckworth and Durbin, who are both Democrats, say they also have concerns about President Trump's other nominees, many of whom have hearings and confirmation votes pending. A week before his budget message, Governor Bruce Rauner visited Southern Illinois. WSIU's Brad Palmer has more.
At Heron Junior High School Tuesday, the governor said his goal is for Illinois to have a balanced budget for the first time in decades. He said the only way to do that is through growing the state economy.
If the economy is growing slower than the government spending, we'll always have deficits and we'll always borrow and have higher taxes. We got to grow the economy and put our money from our taxes in our schools with our teachers first. We do those two things, we're going to have a great future for the people of Illinois.
GOP State Representative Dave Severin said he believes all lawmakers realize now is the time to break the 19-month impasse and agree on a spending plan.
If there is anybody that's in an elected position in the state of Illinois that doesn't feel pressure, they do not have a pulse. Everybody feels pressure, and it's what are they going to do with it?
Severin said he's anxious for the state Senate to pass its budget package, so he and his colleagues in the House will get to examine the details of it. I'm Brad Palmer.
Meanwhile, members of the Illinois Senate continue to say they're optimistic about the grand bargain. They're still working on that agreement that would satisfy some of the Republican Party's demands for business-friendly laws while also raising new tax money needed to balance the state's fiscal plan. One of the big outstanding questions is how many Senate Republicans might join the effort, especially since Governor Bruce Rauner has refused to say whether or not he'd sign it. But yesterday, after a closed-door meeting with fellow Republicans, McHenry Senator Pamela Althoff dismissed those concerns.
I thought the conversation was on target. I think, in general, the members are committed to trying to move this forward. I believe that there is great opportunity here.
The plan has been changing quite a bit. The latest version would raise the individual and corporate income tax rate, expand sales taxes to cover some services, and fully fund state government for the first time in more than 19 months. We're going to see a cloudy sky today with a chance of rain and a high of 47. I'm Jennifer Fuller.